السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة واحدة وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب لله، ومن أبغض لله، ومن أعطى لله، ومنع لله، فقد استكمل الإيمان. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لسيد دروش الشريف: اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah رب العزت، our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, protector. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved companions, family and friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of iman. Allah protect and preserve our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. Allah ta'ala grant us the barakat of this auspicious occasion of Jumu'ah. And initially, the topic is something about balance in Islam and moderation. Since we have entered the month of Safar, there is no such thing that is ominous or no such thing that is black or no such thing as bad luck in Islam. Everything that is in the obedience of Allah is good. That which is in the disobedience of Allah is bad. Keeping this in mind as an introduction, every believer should talk of the greatness of Allah. From Fajr till Jumu'ah, how much did we take the name of Allah? Har dam Allah Allah kar, noor se apna seena bar. Count ourselves from Fajr to Jumu'ah, 6-7 hours. Did I take the name of Allah? How much have I praised Allah for the favors of Allah and the bounties of Allah that is descending upon us? And did I connect somebody to Allah? Did I introduce somebody to Allah, Rabbul Izzat? Take the name of Allah with aqidat, with muhabbat, with love and affection. The love of Allah will increase, the mercy of Allah will descend. When we say La ilaha illallah, we negate all isms, all deities, all gods, false gods. Illallah, let the nur of Allah enter into our hearts. And Muhammadur Rasulullah, this is the formula of Islam, this is the basis that he is our role model, our perfect example. So make a niyat inshallah, every moment in the obedience of Allah, taking the name of Allah, starting with Bismillah, ending with Bismillah, taking, praising Allah, alighting the stairs, we say Allahu Akbar, descending the stairs, you say Subhanallah, you're opening the door, you're saying Bismillah. So this is your life of ibadah. Allah Ta'ala has sent us to this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي لِيَعْرِفُونَ That I have not created man and jinn for anything else but for my worship, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. When you talk of a commodity, then the greatness of that commodity comes into your heart. If we talk of the greatness of Allah, you cannot see Allah, but the signs of Allah you can see from His creation. Allah Ta'ala Himself said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ That look at my signs and you will see the Creator, the hand of the Creator. Allah you will see in Jannat, inshallah, say inshallah. But the tajalliyat of Allah enters the Ka'batullah. The tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the Mubarak Chehra and Mubarak heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the tajalliyat of Allah comes where the name of Allah is taken. And every moment the name of Allah is taken. Look at the azan from one part of the world to the other part of the world. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that when my name is taken, jab mera naam liya jayega, tumhara naam liya jayega. Iza zukirtu zukirta ma'i. That when my name is taken in ashhadu an la ilaha illallah in the adhan, then ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah will be taken. And it is imperative upon us, not only on Jumu'ah, in Jumu'ah we increase, that we should recite durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we're driving from the home to the masjid, work, wherever, make the dhikr of Allah, read Ayatul Kursi. These are the protections that we have to record and daily take into consideration. A person asked one of the alims in Durban that I go from place to place to work, it's only 20 minutes. I listen to the news, sometime I put some qiraat or something, the sheikh told him that recite 100 times, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, complete your tasbihat going time, and in the evening complete your tasbihat. And if you feel in 20 minutes you completed the 100, then add durood sharif sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Slowly this person continuously started doing this, alhamdulillah. Now he says we have reached 1000 in that 20-25 minutes. Take the name of Allah, brothers. You want peace and security? This is the solution from the Quran and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, let's get proper to the topic of moderation in Islam. It's a very vast topic, I want to summarize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 143, which is halfway of the Surah. Surah Baqarah has 286 ayats, but this is in the beginning part of the second juz. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةَ وَسَطًا That verily we have made this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a moderate and a well-balanced ummah. Not only that, you are witnesses for mankind. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as a witness. In the second ayat, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا That verily this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one ummah. One Allah, one Nabi, one Quran, one Makkah, one Medina, one ummah was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping this in mind, this is the theme. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man ahabba lillah, a person loves for the sake of Allah. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ He hates for the sake of Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ And he gives and spends for the sake of Allah. وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ And he withholds for the sake of Allah. فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ Certainly this person has perfected his iman. Let us gauge ourselves. We have three qualities, brothers, keeping the theme in mind of moderation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made man with instincts. But the qualities that are of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was rahmatul lil alameen, he came to nurture the qualities. We have the quality of ghadabiyya. This quality of ghadabiyya is known of anger, spiritual maladies. Then we have the quality of shahwiyya, that fulfilling our desires. And the third quality is aqliyya. Something in the light of this I would like to speak, inshallah. What triggers anger? There is a phase which is called acceleration phase. Somebody utters something. Somebody came and stole our shoe from the masjid when we came. Now we're getting angry. Somebody bumps us. Something happens to us. Accidents happen. But that is the escalation phase or acceleration phase. There should be control. This is anger management program, but we have to learn it in a special way. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam controlled the sahaba who were living lives worse than animals. And he said, when something excites you, compose and control yourself. Then there is a phase or the stage of that anger when a person loses the control. He either utters verbal abuse, or this is the reaction phase. He goes into reaction mode and physical abuse. And the last phase is the post phase, which then he realizes that what he had done. Everybody understands what I'm saying. Something goes wrong suddenly at work. You want to vent your anger suddenly. Somebody made an accident. Something happened. Everything cannot be favorable to your condition. Understand this. Nobody came on earth to go by their condition and their favor and their this thing. It is the mercy of Allah and it is the wisdom of Allah. One day you will be happy, the next day you will be sad. One day you will be prosperous, the next day you will be poverty. One day you will be good, the next day something happens to you. The life is full of tests. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. I want to see those who uphold their patience. So keep the ayat in mind, keep the hadith in mind. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam trained the sahaba that when something triggers this anger, control and compose yourself. Reflect. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am being tested at this moment. You may utter a verbal abuse. And sibabul mu'mini fusuk, to swear a believer is fisk, transgression. وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ, and to kill a believer is kufr, you will lose your iman. Now imagine you swear somebody, a believer made a mistake, somebody accidentally took something away. Control and compose yourself. And if we do not control, then what happens? This anger vents itself in different ways where you lose your iman. That's why a sahabi came, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me nasiha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his face. He said, لَا تَغْدَبْ, don't get angry. Three times. That's all. Don't get angry. So remember principle one, don't just get angry. Weigh the situation. Remember to get emotionally angry is good, nothing wrong. But to vent the anger in not channeled ways, in any way you think, shaitan takes over. Shaitan has a meeting every day. My time will be limited, but I need to go very fast. And he asked one of the shayateen, the small shaitan, what did you do? He said, I created a fight between people. I made somebody steal, I made somebody drink. Then he asked one other shaitan, small shaitan, what did you do? He said, I created a turbulence between husband and wife. I made such a fight that the man in that rage of anger gave talaq to his wife middle of the night. Now no mufti can patch up if he gave three talaqs. Follow the procedure. So nobody in intimacy gives talaq, understand this. So where there is anger, you need to control. And where you have to get angry, if a person is becoming disobedient, you are the parent, grandparent, you are a member of society, the imam, and if you see something wrong, مَنْ رَآ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِي. Stop it with your hand if you have to. Now this is the message to our youth, to all of us. Don't just get angry and be abusive and pass remarks and comments. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tested. So much he was tested. Yet he made dua for them. He did not curse them. And he forgave them. The story of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once a person came, he said, I want to talk to you in person. He said, no problem. I finished my majlis, I'm going home, walk on the way. Nothing personal. All the way from here to there, wherever he was going, not even say 20 minutes or 30 minutes of the walk, he was hurling not praises, but curses and swearing Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the sage of the age, who stood up for 40 years with one wuzu of Isha and Fajr. taught his dars of hadith and tafsir. And how much of composure he walked with him, not a flinch of the eye, not saying anything or passing a remark. So much so they came to a fork. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi said, I am standing here, kindly complete all your sentences. Perhaps you may go away without completing all your paragraph. Look at the hilm and sabr that he had. He waited another 2-3 minutes. This man was shocked. And he said, is this the Imam? Are you a human being? I hurl so much of abuses against you. You compose yourself. What did he say? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And he said, all these qualities indeed I have in me. Perhaps you must make dua for me. Don't we have this challenge every day? May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us. Sit in the company of the ulama to take out this anger. And the opposite of anger, tu'arafu shay bi ajdadiha, we come to know of a thing from the opposites. So I'll rush to 2-3 points. One of the opposites is, if you get angry, on this side you have humility. And you have good, you have bad. All these things opposite. You have haram, you have halal. So look at the opposites to understand. So anger is good when a parent is counseling his child. When something is going against the Sharia, the Imam, the Ulama, the brothers that have to take responsibility, then you get angry on those things. And even in jihad, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not vent his anger fully. He had the power of 100 men. He could have done whatever he wanted. When the people pelted him at the place where they were pelting, Jibreel came, should I curse them, Ya Rasulullah? Should I crush them? He said, Ana rahmatul lil alameen. I have been sent as a harbinger of mercy. No, leave them, their progeny will accept. This is the quality we need to nurture, which is anger. Learn from the ulama and mashaykh. Number two, shahwiya. We all have desires. You can't be a human being if you don't have desires. But they are halal means. Guide our youth. Make nikah. And don't go into social media and then get involved in haram. Then you want fatawa. So where there are permissible means, go into those halal. And where they are impermissible and derogatory and despicable acts and events, then what is happening? You will lose your iman. You will become worse than an animal. This is the balance of Islam. Understand this. This instinctive quality is in every man. One minute this man can supersede even the angels. Angels don't commit any sin. They don't have ghadab. They don't get angry. They're only worshipping Allah. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, you can even supersede the angels with angelic qualities when you control this shahwiya, this ghadabiyya, and this aqliya, and turn and resort only to Allah. You need the mercy of Allah. You need the hand of Allah at every moment. And then when it is used in a halal way, there's mercy, there's happiness, there's muhabbat in the family, there's love, there's affection. So control ourselves. Don't be carried by a billboard. Don't be carried away by anything. And then you get attracted. Shaitan wants to trap you. And the last one is worst, which is our aqliya, intelligence. We all have faculty of reason. Allah keep it salamat. Safe and sound. If a person loses his aql, we'll say, unfortunately, he became insane, he's mad, he's inverted commas, they used to say few bob short that time, whatever it is. We make dua for them, they're ma'azur. But when it is controlled, there is a limit the faculty of reason can take. After that, we cannot comprehend. Leave it in the hands of Allah. Everything you do not question. Today, the youth are questioning, which is called intellectual apostasy. Last week we were meeting and a youth questioned one of the ulama that now I think, you know, Mufti Google is giving all the answers. I don't have to listen to anything and we're getting everything like this. That is intellectual apostasy. Your faculty of reason has gone by what you see in the media and you're getting any answer and you're carrying away. By, for the sake of Allah, you are going to lose your iman when you're not holding the hand of your imam and your ulama. We need our scholars to guide our youth. To guide our brothers and sisters. And we need the Quran and Sunnah. Best solution is in the Quran and Sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a car obstructing. Your car alarm is on ND510643. The brother is seated here, kindly check. So this is an important lesson. There should be a balance in our spending. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us our akhlaq that when you earn halal, spend on halal.
Be wise, don't be miserly. There's a balance. In our earnings, we earn halal, save something, save for and serve on your family. That's a balance. In everything there is a balance in Islam. And look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so his life was divided into four parts. My time will be up. Ibadat. He was balanced in his ibadat. He stood up nights, but he did not confirm this for the entire ummah. Once a group of sahaba came to the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They wanted to question from the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam something personal he was doing. That perhaps entire night ibadat, every day fasting, every day seclusion, no company of the wives, etc. Suddenly Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. He said, I know you came to ask my personal life, but I tell you, I keep fast, I break fast, I perform salah, I rest. These are the things that happens. So your wife has a right, your family has a right, your neighbors has a right, your body has a right, Allah Ta'ala has a right. Let's see how we're dividing ourselves into four parts, brothers. Time for ibadat. Besides our five daily salah, Nabi Sallallahu spent times in tahajjud salah and dua and crying for the ummat. Everyone got some depression here. Ask anyone outside the masjid. I got a problem. What is my connection with Allah to solve your problem? Only in time of problem you're going to see Allah. In time of prosperity, talk to Allah. In time of severity, Allah says, I recognize the voice. The malaika say, I recognize the voice. Answer all the questions. So that is the balance we require. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the sahaba and told him, I also sleep. I do this. That is why that hadith in the end says, An-nikahu min sunnati, also I get married. Two sahaba came to each other. Sayyidina Abu Darda and Sayyidina Salman. Abu Darda is Ansari. Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi came. He was not from Arabia. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them brothers. So he came to visit to say, may I spend a night in your house? And he found the house hold simple conditions. And he asked Umme Darda, radiallahu, what is the condition? He said, Abu Darda is a simpleton. He's not concerned of the world, only of the hereafter. He saw things not in order and place. Suddenly Abu Darda come and he's happy. And he inquires from Salman al-Farsi, spend the night, let's eat. So Abu Darda says he's fasting. Sayyidina Salman says, no, I won't eat until you eat. Then they sit and eat. He said, I want to spend the night. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala makes Salman al-Farsi sleeps on his bed. He sleeps on the floor. He said, no, both of us will sleep on the floor. Not even half the night when Abu Darda gets up. Salman tells him, rest. Your body has a right. Second time, rest. The last third, both of them get up and make dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that you must balance yourself. Not the entire night in ibadat. There is a balance. Your wife has the right. Your family has the right. There's preparation in this world for the life of the year after. The next day when they went, Abu Darda came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained, I normally spend the entire night in ibadat. So he said, Salman spoke the truth. Where's our ibadat? So the first part is ibadat. Number two, the right of the wives, our family members. Yes, within limits and within parameters of Sharia. Spend time, collective time. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us, he's had several wives, he spent time collectively with izzat, with afiyat, salamati and respect. Then the rights of the neighbors. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had his right over his body that he is to rest. And the last right was his public affairs, the concern for the entire ummah. He went for mi'raj, he cried, Ya Rabbi Ummati. When he was passing, he said, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Where is the concern of the ummah for themselves, first of all? When Allah Ta'ala Himself said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. There's the balance. You are the best of nations when you enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil. What did I do with Amal bil Ma'ruf Nahi al Munkar in myself, my family, my society for today? Answer that question. Think about it. So keep this in mind. There's a balance in Islam in everything. Read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read the sacrifices of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. Last quick story. There was a sahabi that was banished. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala and the other two sahaba. Because they delayed in going to Tabuk, the expedition. The story is long, but just to make it short and understand where the balance of Islam came. So much so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even boycott from your family, go and stay outside of Madinah Munawwara. No communication. Imagine this. A true believer, a Sahabi, was tested. The king, the Christian king, wrote a letter to him. Forsake your Islam, come, we'll make you an emperor of a place. We'll make you an ambassador. This Sahabi's iman was tested. He tore that letter. He said, Allahu Akbar. In the name of Allah. Wallah, he took the qasam of Allah. My Nabi is on haq. My Allah is on haq. My Quran is on haq. I will stand and give my life for Islam. Man ahabba lillah, wa man abghada lillah, wa man aata lillah, wa man a'a lillah, faqad istakmal al-iman. After the 50 days, Allah revealed verses, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Tawbah was accepted when he came in the court of Rasulullah and explained what happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how was your test? He said, Ya Rasulullah, 50 days was the test. But the biggest test of my iman was when I was given this letter to forsake Islam. I cannot do this. Ya Rasulullah, intercede on my behalf. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be your companion in this world. I want to be your companion in Jannat also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stand on haq of Quran, stand on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we have to learn from the Quran and sunnah. Many, many teachings and lessons, brothers. Bring about a balance. Talk to our family about the balance of Islam. There's no place for extremism. There's no place for self-fighting. There's no place for non-cooperation. There's compromise. There's compassion. There's understanding. Why family feuds? Why other feuds? Allah protect us all. Allah protect the entire ummah. We have a balanced ummah. We have a beautiful ummah. We have the beautiful deen. But the deen teachings are not coming into our lives. May Allah protect us all, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one dua that he taught us to have a balance. Allahumma a'inna bil-ilm. O Allah, bestow us with beneficial knowledge. Wa zayyinna bil-hilm. And adorn us with forbearance. This is what we need. Wa akrimna bil-taqwa. And honor us with your consciousness. وَجَمِّلْنَا بِالْعَافِيَةِ and beautify us with safety. May Allah protect us all. Keep this in mind, that the ummats were preserved with taqwa. إِنَّمَا الْأُمَمَ بِأَخْلَاقِهِمْ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتْ أَخْلَاقُهُمْ ذَهَبُوا. When the akhlaq has come out, moral fiber of character has come out, then Allah forbid this ummah goes for destruction. May Allah protect us all. To summarize, that guard our qualities that we have. Do not get angry with people. Take a stock and reflect and learn to forgive and forget. Number two, control our desires. Go towards halal. Do that is permissible. Find out from the ulama. And three is do not go towards intellectual apostasy. Find out from the ulama. Keep in contact with the Quran and Sunnah. Connect ourselves with Allah. Then you won't be depressed. You won't be having a problem. May Allah protect us all. May Allah guide us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of the Muslims. All those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. Allah protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.